Rob Manfred is the commissioner of baseball. He's also been the punching bag for baseball fans and players alike. He's botched the Houston Astros sign-stealing scandal. I mean, there's no other way to put it. And right now, he's having to walk back comments that he really didn't have to make or do, because he called the trophy a hunk of metal, which he's already apologizing for.
You know, I had a long day on Sunday. I think I did 45 minutes on camera, and then I did a press conference. I have to say I made one mistake, at least, during that long day. And that was in an effort to make a rhetorical point. I referred to the World Series trophy in a disrespectful way. And I want to apologize for that. There's no excuse for it. I made a mistake. I was trying to make a point, but I should have made it in a more effective way. And again, I want to apologize for it.
How courageous of him to apologize for his one mistake that he is admitting he made all of his interviews.
Can I step this back for a second? I had a long day. I had a 45-minute on camera and then a press conference. Is that a long day for Rob Manfred?
That's the first thing that stuck out to me. Oh, poor you having to spend 45 minutes in front of a camera.
Man. Or was it that I had a long day and then I did this? I don't know.
I think he's saying that's his long day.
That's his long day is 45 minutes on camera.
Well, it is a long time on camera.
Damn. You know, Rob Manfred's opening up. We can say whatever the hell we want now. You know? Sorry, it was a long day.
It was a long day.
Ooh, as long as we're 45 minutes into this show, we've got, we got another 8 minutes to go here, and then it's Thunderdome. We can just go. You know? No apologies for anything. He is having to apologize, though, because of the outrage over the calling it a hunk of metal. Does he need to do that?
I think that when you devalue your trophy, I can't ever imagine that anybody would devalue. And by the way, it's called the Commissioner's Trophy for a reason. I think that's the other part of, we heard Justin Turner talk about it yesterday, about how he said it just a hunk of metal. It obviously means a lot to everybody. It's the ultimate trophy when it comes to baseball. Yeah. It is the trophy when it comes to world baseball. Nobody else, it doesn't really matter. So yeah, I think he probably should walk it back a little bit, and he did fine. I mean, he made a mistake. Everybody makes mistakes. He can make a few mistakes, but I can't imagine at all that either commissioners, either Adam Silver or Roger Goodell, would speak of that nature about their professional championship trophy.
But don't you kind of, I understand what he was trying to do and the angle that he was trying to go with of saying, you know, hey, taking away the trophy is futile. And if he would have just said trophy instead of piece of metal, but he's trying to drive home the point that taking that away doesn't change the fact of what we know of 2017.
It was kind of a shot at the NC2A and what they try to do.
Right.
In a sense.
Right. But when he opened himself up for so many other avenues to be, he's botched so many other things in this situation that they took that and they said, okay, now you're sliding this on top of everything else you did. And that's where he is getting the ire of everybody.
There's so many storylines going on right now about Major League Baseball. So I asked this about, is it good? I mean, because all news sometimes is good news, depending on if you look at good publicity, bad publicity. But in my time on this station, I've never talked more baseball in a way that is shown in a negative light. Usually we talk, you might mention, pitchers and catchers report. We'll talk to you in about June, maybe, and then we'll mention something in October. And occasionally there might be a few things about the home run derby. But at this point, the black eye that's on this league is only there because of what Rob Manfred has done. And with his inability to not only squash a fire, but do the right thing here. And all pointing blame. And I've never seen a commissioner cower under the fear of something so ridiculously and just backpedal. Like, I've never seen a commissioner do it. Never.
How is he backpedaling?
The fear of him, how he's mentioned it's on the players, it's the union, it's what they've negotiated, it's everybody else's fault, it's finger point. There hasn't one, the only accountability he has taken whatsoever is calling a piece of tin or a piece of metal. That's it.
And this is where you talk about that finger pointing. He is actually kind of defending himself, because one thing that I haven't understood after reading the 9-page report and once the punishment came out, and he, in his own report, called it a player-driven scheme. I could not understand why the players were not punished in this.
Yep.
I could not do it. Yeah. Yesterday, after he apologized, he actually defended himself as to why he didn't suspend the players.
One of the principal complaints seems to be that the Houston players were not disciplined. And, you know, that lack of discipline, the immunity, was negotiated with the union that represents players.
Well, it shows just that maybe we thought basketball was a powerful league with players. It sure sounds like baseball holds a little bit of power over these guys. The other thing is that I get it. All right, if you want to go to the war with them, if you want to do it against the players, you want to make sure that you're going to go to arbitration, you're going to file that, you're going to suspend them, you're going to go to appeal. At least if you know in the end, which probably would have happened, and we can all be okay with this. The players would have fought. They would have done something. They would have filed their grievances. There would have been legal things involved. You would have been able to play anyway. In the end, even if you do lose Rob Manfred and you'd lose the opportunity to suspend them, at least you went above and beyond and tried. And if you would have tried, I think the respect card would have been out there from not only from us, but from the not only the players within it, within coaches, managers, management, all would have said, well, at least he did everything he could. Yes, they would lose in the end. It's not like he's like, I'm not even going to do this because it's already been negotiated, so I can't really fight this anyway. You could have at least tried.
You could have gone the Roger Goodell route.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the page right out of Goodell's playbook.
Yeah, if you would have lost in arbitration, that's why you do that. Let the legal process happen. But publicly, you look like you're just like, no.
And this is kind of where, it's like, I think the players should have been punished. I do. I believe that. But at the same time, I do believe that we criticize Roger Goodell for being too heavy-handed with his players, and the punishments often don't fit what the offenses that they've
not anymore. I don't. I feel lost. Like he's. I mean, they have in the past, but not for me anymore.
Well, I mean, a lot of them get overturned and reduced, and yeah. It's like, Roger, you know that that's not gonna last. Why are you even doing it and wasting your time? But at the same time, here's where it's the slippery slope of: do you go the Roger Goodell route or do you go the Rob Manfred route? And right now, you can see why Roger Goodell acts the way he does and handles the NFL's business the way he does is because the other end of the spectrum is being Rob Manfred, who looks weak as the commissioner and doesn't even want to fight with the players union because he knows that he's going to lose. So he just doesn't even try. In the public perception, it's a PR nightmare.
Oh, Rob Manfred is stuck in between trying to be Adam Silver and Roger Goodell, and he cannot. He cannot be Adam Silver. Adam Silver is the players. He is all in on the players. The league is a different kind of league. It is not the same. Football is about power, control, hyper control. It is an aggressive alpha sport. And so that's the kind of leader you have with Roger Goodell, with an iron fist, powerful. What is baseball? I love the game. I love it, but it's kind of like, oh, it's the pastime. So when you get in and you have tough decisions to make, like him, he's going, do I need to be like Adam Silver or do I need to be like Roger Goodell? They probably call each other and they're looking at it. What am I supposed to be? How do I play both sides? Am I supposed to be the man in the middle? Am I supposed to let this happen? I don't envy his job, but I do understand is that you have a little bit of integrity. And when the game has been stripped like this and embarrassed, because we're talking about this, good or bad. We're talking about baseball. Depends on how you look at it. Is it good or bad for the league?
It's not good right now.
Well, I would argue that there are thoughts out there that it's good for baseball because it now makes people going to watch more. How many more people are going to watch the Houston Astros play the Rockies because the Rockies might beat them? Or they might play the Milwaukee. Or they might play San Francisco. Or how many people are going to tune in the first time the Dodgers and the Astros play an interleague? Think about that. Good or bad?
I believe Rob Manfred is just not culpable. I think he was totally on board with everything that we were doing. That text at 55305, I don't know if he was on board with sign stealing, but there is a lot more rumblings now that you're seeing all the players start coming out and having these hardline stances saying, hey, well, I mean, no players are going to get in trouble for what's going on here. We're going to take these hardline stances knowing. Have you seen, you know, Ryan Spader, Ace of Spader?
Yeah, absolutely. We had him on the show.
Yeah. Have you seen his Twitter account lately?
Oh, I love it.
His Twitter account is going after, he says that he knows between eight and nine teams that have been doing the exact same thing or a different variation of what the Astros are doing. And he's saying that a lot of those players on those teams are starting to come out and speak against it. Mm-hmm. And he knows that they've been cheating.
Yeah.
So like there's this kind of, they've been emboldened by this that, all right, well, nothing's going to happen.
Well, I hope it all comes out. I hope it does. I hope all of it comes out.
Would that be better for the game?
What, exposing them?
Exposing every single team that did it. Or is it just Rob Manfred is going to jump on the grenade on the Houston Astros and then wait for that thing to blow up, and once it passes by everybody else, we move on and move forward.